It's SIP Northwest Live continues on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack, broadcasting this weekend from Bighorn Knoll here in historic Jacksonville, Oregon, as the Oregon Wine Experience Countdown is officially underway August 21st through the 27th here. This is the biggest and I would say the best wine event of the summer coming up in just over a month now. As promised, it's time to sit down with really one of the pioneers in this region, Joe Genet at Plaisance Ranch. You know, his family are Southern Oregon pioneers here, and they were one of the first to homestead in Southern Oregon. And I wanted him to share that story.
Well, my grandfather came to Jacksonville in 1898 and had a little vineyard and made some wine. And then I was a dairy farmer for 30 years and then always wanted to convert to the wine business and finally got my chance when my cousins came from France and taught me the grapevine grafting business. So first I was a grapevine grafter, and then pretty soon I had a vineyard. I was always making wine. And in 2004, I sold the milk cows and started the organic beef herd. 2006, that was commercial winery.
That's pretty amazing. So you essentially had the dream or the plan for some time then?
Since the 70s. In 1972, I went to Europe with a backpack and a Ural pass and went to where my dad's family is in Savoie, France. And I caught the bug. But I was just about to graduate from UC Davis in animal science and chemistry, and I wasn't going to start over. So I thought, well, I'll just do it anyway. And the bankers here at that time would not give you any money to start a winery. But if you wanted to milk cows, how many $100,000 did you want? So I thought, oh, I'll do it for 10 years and I'll switch. Well, it took me 30 years to get out of it.
Hey, but we're glad you did. And so you went to Davis, and people assume it's a wine degree, but you were animal science, right?
Animal science and chemistry.
Oh, wow, that's great. But Oregon is so uniquely positioned because of that experience that you had running a business, making that transition into the wine industry, which is a tough business. I know we see the fun side of it at events like this, but I mean, you talk about inventory and cost and a big investment. It's quite a business, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got some good advantages with relatively cheap land prices, and our climate is terrific. With our big diurnal swings in temperature night to day, we have some really bright acidity, and our dirt creates some really soft tannins. So it's you've only just heard the first from us.
Joe Genet joining us, Plaisance Ranch here in Southern Oregon. I'm glad to hear that because I've been coming down here for the last 10 years and made a lot of friends here, always a warm welcome. I tell everyone across our region, from Seattle to Portland to Boise, hey, it's a short flight to Medford, maybe an hour from Seattle, 45 minutes from Portland. Plan a weekend here, and I'm not asking you to be the Chamber of Commerce, but hey, why not? Because, I mean, this is such a great community down here, and there's so much to enjoy, not to mention the wine, right?
And a relative value, too.
Yeah.
I mean, cheap wine,
yeah.
And top-tier quality.
Yeah. A lot of good food, too.
Absolutely.
Some fly fishing, and some golf.
Crater Lake, Britt, Shakespeare, Rogue River, a lot of things to do besides drink wine.
Yeah.
There's always time for wine.
There is always time for wine. So your family, obviously from France, and you talked about that backpacking trip and always having that dream. When you decided to make the jump or take the leap or the step into the industry, I know you had some pretty good resources to draw on, right?
Yeah, I had my cousins from France that came and helped us plant the vineyards, taught us the grafting business, and so that was, you know, after 30 years of milking cows, that was enough for me. That's all I needed.
Well, you're doing it well. Let's talk about what you have planted.
Oh, I've got 42 different selections of grapes. Being the grapevine nursery, I ended up with a lot of varieties and a lot of different clones of each variety. So I make 18 different wines a year, which is most winemakers would think is a nightmare. But actually, it works out for me because instead of having two wines on a particular wine store shelf, I might have six. Yeah, so because I have the variety, and I've got some good accolades in the last few years, so everything's working well.
Good for you. Congratulations. Now, let's talk about not only those varietals, but what is going on here in Southern Oregon. I feel that this event, with Asante behind it, it's not the Southern Oregon wine experience. It is the Oregon wine experience. So you have vintners from all across the state, the Willamette Valley, Columbia Gorge, Walla Walla getting involved. I mean, you've got, this is it, right? And I think that from, you know, putting the stamp on Southern Oregon and really making it official and, you know, welcome to the big time, this event does that, doesn't it?
I think it was 15 years ago, Cal Schmidt, Lee Mankin, and myself started the World of Wine. And none of us had a winery then. We just had vineyards. And there was only three or four wineries in the area. So they were beating us up pretty bad for grape prices. So we decided, well, we need to bring some attention to Southern Oregon grapes so we can get more money for our grapes. So we started the World of Wine. We pulled out our cards and put on an event. First 10 years was at Del Rio's Vineyards. And we were successful. And it went on and on and on. And we started the wine competition after a couple of years, which really brought the tide, raised everybody's boat to try to get a gold medal at the wine. We brought in quality judges, and it's probably the hardest place to get a medal in the state or in the West Coast even. Really top-notch judges, you know. So then about 3 years ago, we kind of passed the torch to Asante because we had taken it as far as we could, you know, being wineries. And they've taken it to the next level. So we got to love what they've done for the event.
Well, I'm talking to Michael Donovan, and this isn't just a one-night deal or a two-night deal like a lot of these events. I mean, this is a week-long deal. There's a lot going on.
And then not only this event, and there's another one, and then the judging. Before the big event, there's a week. It's probably 2 weeks long if you count all year. So it's – and they're really gaining exposure. The Wine Enthusiast magazine wants to be a major sponsor now, so that's going to take us international. So it's all good.
It sure is. That's Joe Janay from Plaisance Ranch, and he will be here for the big event coming up, the Oregon Wine Experience, August 21st through the 27th. And when we come back, a special treat, we'll go one-on-one with the man behind the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year.